step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the FCB Radio Network. Real talk worldwide. Online at FCBRadio.com.
Great faces when they drop jaw. Food chain says top dog. We don't listen to y'all, this the outlaws. We don't listen to y'all, this the outlaws. Make them scream out loud like a sound dog. Cause a ruckus in the crowd like a foul ball. Tune in if the charge for the outlaws. Tune in if the charge for the outlaws.
Welcome to the Outlaws. This is Darvio the Kingpin Morrow alongside Dante Bry. Robin O'Malley is not in today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. We have a lot of things to discuss. A big show today. We are going to jump into our interview. We have a very special guest on the show today. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to jump right into it. With Murder, Inc., Epic, SNF, JT. Welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
Chilling. How y'all feeling?
Good, man. Good. So let's start there, man. Talk a little bit about how the connection with you and Murder, Inc. and Irv. How did that come about?
I met Gotti, what was it, like April 25th of last year. One of my friends was friends with his nephew, you feel me? Like, not knowing that it was his nephew, but you feel me, was just kind of playing my music. They was on FaceTime or whatever, playing my music. And then he was like, you feel me, like, who is this? And he's like, this mom. She was like, this mom, my friend from home or whatever. And then he sent it to Gotti. So Gotti must have hit me like in the middle of the night. He was in LA. I was over in Atlanta. So he must have hit me like in the middle of the night. I was asleep. I seen it in the morning. And then we talked on FaceTime or whatever. And he was just telling me like he was looking for an artist. He'd been looking for artists for a couple of years. But you know what I'm saying? He picky about who he wanna, you know what I'm saying? Mess right. with. And he said he felt like I had something. So he was like, oh, you in Atlanta, you can go to the house. I got a house in Atlanta, you can go there and record. So you feel me? I go over there and record, me and my brother, my DJ. And I think what we did, like 6 songs that night, 5 of them on the first album.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, we finished, like we put the album together that first week being together, a couple of days, 3-4 days, something like that.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was just like word of mouth type, and he took a chance on me. Because, you know, nowadays, like, you're not catching no deal. Nobody's signing you unless you know what I'm saying? Like, right. Got 100,000 followers, a million followers, something like that. So he just seen something and took a chance. So I'm rocking with him.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, man, what has the experience been like? Obviously, you know, that's a life-changing thing. You got with Gotti, and now you guys are working with Epic as well. Like, what? How has that been, man? I know it's been a life-changing experience, man. Just talk about what that's been like.
Yeah, definitely, like you said, it's life-changing. But like, I feel like for it was more impactful for like the people around me than it was for me, just because of my personality. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna say like I don't get excited about nothing, but like, you feel me? Like, when stuff happens, like, I try not to think about it in the moment until it's time. You feel me? Go back and celebrate. So I just kind of go with the flow, but like the people around me, I could tell like what I was doing was, you feel me, like something major, and it made me feel good that it was making the people around me feel good.
That's what's up.
It's definitely been, you know what I'm saying, I moved, got a new crib, stuff like that. It's definitely like my life is a lot different than it was, you feel me, a couple months ago.
Right, right. And so I know that you are also from Gary, Indiana originally. What has that been like for the city, man? I saw one of your videos where it was just so many people. Y'all shot it in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, we shot that on the I grew up on my block.
That's what's up, man. So how's it been for the people in your city, man, to see you getting on and still representing where you from?
It don't happen too often. So I think, like, honestly, I think most people right now, like the people that's like really tapped in my city, and the people that's been messing with me, like they really like, yeah, like we knew, you feel me? Like we knew he was the one in the city that was gonna do it. But
right,
I, like everybody else in the city that just found out about me after, you feel me, I signed and stuff like that, I feel like they kind of in shock about it, if that makes sense. Like they ain't really riding with it yet. They're just like, yo, like he from Gary, like, you know, this kind of crazy. Cause that don't happen where we from. Chicago, right. You know what I'm saying? Not in Gary, not nowhere in Indiana, really.
Right, right. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Dante, I know you got a question, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always fascinated by like the creative process. So what's yours like? Do you hear music or melodies first and then flow that way, or do you write first and then put it to music?
No, I don't write. I don't write because I just feel like writing kind of wastes time. I used to write when I first started making music, but even then I wasn't writing full sentences. I would write like how I want to start the sentence, and I would write the word I want to rhyme. So I always did some weird shit. My creative process was always a little different, but eventually I just cut that out. And I hear melodies. I usually try to go with that first thing that I hear, because usually the first thing you hear is what you thinking was supposed to be there anyway. You feel me?
Right. 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 So where do you pull your inspiration from? Is it, you know, things that you've seen, things that you've been through? Where do you pull your inspiration for your music?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like my music, if you listen to my music across the board, it's definitely like, I definitely got like a storyteller style of making music. Regardless of the style I'm doing, it's always like I'm kind of telling the story. I always speak on experiences, because I always tell people, like, I'm not a rapper. Like, I can't just go in there and punch lines after punch line. That's not what I do. I just feel like I'm good at putting experiences and stuff like that into words for people to, you feel me, feel it.
Right, right.
Because we all really the same people. Like, we all go through the same shit. So I just feel like I'm pretty good at putting it into words, all that stuff that we all going through.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dante, I know you got another question. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Did you ever have a light bulb moment when you realized, like, oh, I'm dope? Or have you always known that this was what you wanted to do?
I just started making music, like, I say, what's this, January 2021? Almost 2 years ago. About 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I had that light bulb moment. I started to notice it. I don't know, like, when I first started recording, like, I was recording myself, but I was just playing around with it. I wasn't doing music series or nothing. I wasn't dropping music, nothing. I was just kind of playing around. I didn't drop a song, started going to studios and stuff. Around that time, when I started going to studios and started to find my sound, learn how to use my voice, learn how to use the mic, you feel me, different things with the mic and stuff like that. That's when I had the light bulb moment. Like, yo, like, I just felt like my music was sounding a little different than people that was on my level, like at the same, you feel me, level that I was.
Right. Right, right. So did you all, I know you said you started making music 2 years ago. Was this something that you always wanted to do, or did that, you know, desire to do this start 2 years ago?
Like, thinking back on it, I ain't gonna lie, for whatever reason, I kind of feel like I wanted to be like a, growing up, my favorite artist was like Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, and Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know, I kind of like wanted to be an entertainer, but I don't necessarily want to say I wanted to do music or nothing like that. I grew up in church though, so like, I grew up in church. Not like grew up in church, like how people be growing up in church, their parents taking them to church until they was like 8, and then they stopped going. Like, I grew up in church all the way. I ain't stopped going to church until I was probably like 16, 17. You feel me? So like, I was you feel me? Like, so I was around it around the time that I was getting, I don't know, because I was playing ball. I was playing basketball. I don't know what made me start making music, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I stopped going to school. I dropped out of school and stuff. That's probably what made me kind of lock in, because I'm like, what I'm gonna do now? I'm not gonna work for nobody.
Right.
No, I'm just saying, like, I wasn't for work for nobody permanently. The little job, like, that's a hustle. But I wasn't for work for nobody for the rest of my life. It was over. I had to figure something out.
Right. Right. We're talking with SNF JT, and that brings up another question. The SNF part. Explain that. What does that mean? Where does that come from?
Solid Never Fold. So Solid Never Fold, that's something me and my
me and my people, my brothers I went to school with, I've been with them since like third, most of them since like third grade, elementary school. Yeah, I mean, solid never fold. So that's just like a long way of saying loyalty. Solid never fold, like, you know.
That's what's up. And that's your, you know, that's your brand, that's your company and stuff too, right?
Yeah, so right now it's you feel me, like a label. But it's not, I don't want to just do music with it. Like SNAP Entertainment is the music side, but eventually, you feel me, like, I'm gonna branch off and do, like, I wanna do contracting and construction. I wanna start a construction company, stuff like that.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, man. What are your ultimate goals, man? What are the things that you want to accomplish, especially now that you own?
Plaques, man. Like for me, it's like plaques. Because like everybody say like they don't care about awards and shit like that, but like if you did something, you know what I'm saying, and nobody know you did it, did you really do it?
Right.
Like, right. You might feel good about it, but, like, how good is that going to make you feel? Like, only you know you did it.
Right.
It's like, it's like maybe saying, like, if a tree fall in the forest or whatever and nobody around it here, did it make a noise? And, like, I think the answer no or whatever, because, you feel me? It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't, like, if you do it, like, you want that plaque so people know, like, you feel me? You did what you did.
Right.
You don't wanna be holding on to things in your mind, because your mind is the most powerful thing in your body to drive you crazy, whether it's good or bad. Holding on to things in your mind to drive you crazy. You feel me when I said I don't get excited over stuff. It's right. Just not the, yeah.
Right. So we're talking about SNFJT. We got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about this new song, man. The song On Me. I've heard it. It's dope. Talk a little bit about it, how it came together. I know you have a feature on there. Talk a little bit about her too and all that good stuff.
I'm sitting right next to her. That's funny. but yeah, that's definitely like, that was one of the songs we recorded the first night that I met Gotti. But yeah, that's like you said, that's, I feel like that's just like a everybody song. Like, I didn't really go too much to the streets for that one. I didn't go too far, you feel me, like popper, no, nothing like that. Too R&B. It's like right in the middle, I feel like. It's like everybody's, right. I feel like we did, I feel like Ricky, when she added her ad-libs to it and stuff, I feel like that took the song to where it needed to be. Like, I feel like without those ad-libs, it might not be getting the movement it's getting right now. I just feel like even songs is just well-written, and it's just a good song.
Right. Yeah, it's a really good song, man. And I definitely, the first time I heard it, I was like, that's a hit. Like, I knew y'all had one. First time I heard it, man. It's a really dope song.
Definitely appreciate that.
So I know we were talking before the show started. You guys are getting ready to shoot the video soon too, right?
No, we shot the video. Video dropping next week.
Okay. That's what's up. I know people are gonna be excited to see that, to see those visuals. Definitely. So, man, let everybody know, man, for aspiring artists, if you have any advice for them, any, you know, what they can do to keep going, what advice would you give to aspiring artists?
If you want to be an artist, if you want to make it in the music industry and get signed, stuff like that, one, don't always think getting signed is the way to make it, because that ain't always the right thing for each artist to do. That's, you feel me? That's depending on the artist situation, what they need. But just making it as far as the music industry, I say the only thing you do is, like, really just be yourself. And that's cliche, but it's like, everybody already sound the same. Like, everybody already got a similar sound. So
right.
The only way really to be different is to be you, because can't nobody else be you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
And it's like I said, it's like cliche or whatever. Everybody say that. But like, that's the only, I hate that question, because everything you come out your mouth sound cliche when people ask that question. Like, it's not like you're just giving a bullshit, but that's really like, that's the only answer for it. Be yourself, and you feel me? Don't make the music that you think other people want to hear. I always say that. Like, I make the music that I feel like I'm going to listen to.
Right.
Because it's probably, if it's the type of music that you like listening to, the way I see it, you know, at least a couple million people in the world, you feel me, like the same type of music you do.
Right.
You putting yourself at an advantage. Instead of trying to do something that somebody else do, just be yourself.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly, man. Let everybody know, man, how to follow you on social media, how to keep up with your music, how to see the new video when it drops next week, all that good stuff, bro.
Yeah. Follow me at snf.jt on Instagram. Video should be dropping next Thursday on YouTube. The song is out on all platforms. Yo, you wildin', bro. the song out on all platforms, you know. And stream that. And if you feel me, I got a lot more music. And if you ask me, I got a lot more better music coming. If you ask me, that's you feel me, slight. But we knew it was a hit. That's why we put it out.
Right. Right. Now, real quick before we close, tell everybody about the song and the music video that dropped, I think, a few months ago, where it was basically the one we were talking about in Gary, Indiana, where y'all basically shot that. It was like a movie, man. Like it was real dope. I haven't seen a video like that in a long time. Tell everybody who don't.
Right before On Me dropped, or right before you watch On Me, go watch that video. You feel me? Because, you know, at the end it said to be continued.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is the second part to that video, finishing up that story or whatever. And yeah, it's a dope video. The first video, like I said, we shot that on the street I grew up on. Like some of the scenes, like right in front of the house I grew up on. And like for me, that felt good because one, like almost the whole city like came out and was watching us shoot and stuff like that. It looked like a movie. And like right before I moved to Atlanta, right before, you feel me, like I started taking music series and stuff. I was living in the house I grew up in, but like it's abandoned. You feel me? I was in there for a couple months or whatever.
Right.
So for me, like I really got emotional, like at the video. Like it's a video on my Instagram. Like I got, like, you feel me? I start crying. Like I ain't no bitch or nothing, but you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's completely understandable, man. I think.
Yeah, you know, I just got kind of emotional because like you said, like it was life changing and like it felt real. Like I'm on the street I grew up on, shooting $100,000 video. Like right. That ain't been done in my city at all. Not by Michael Jackson, you feel me? Not by nobody.
Right. Yeah. That's real, man. So that's Changes, Ride or Die. So if y'all have not seen that, make sure y'all go to YouTube and watch that video. The video is dope. Those songs are dope. Make sure that y'all check them out, man. Hey, thank you so much for spending time with us, man. We really appreciate it. Cheering for you, riding for you, man, and hope you do well, brother.
Appreciate y'all too for having me.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more to y'all.
If I tell you that I love you, would you do me dirty? Ain't nobody with you, you ain't gotta worry. I got so much on my mind, so I'll be sipping dirty. Anytime you call my line, I'm coming in a hurry. And that's on me, that's on me.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Oh man, here we go again. Up yelling at 3 a.m. You my enemy and not a friend. Energy, I let you take it then. To make it even, Steven, on the weekend, you gon' buy me things. Be lovey-dovey just to get a ring. But you disturb my balance, that's a thing, so is it worth it?
It's Aaron Malik here. Check out my new single, Worth It. And don't forget to follow me everywhere on all social media platforms and streaming platforms to hear my new music right when it drops.
You can say we deserve this, no. So is it worth it? I really want it sometimes.
This is the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws. Once again, this is Darvio the Kingpin Marl alongside Dante Bry. Robin O'Malley is not in today. Don't forget, once again, to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. I want to send a special shout out once again to SNFJT for coming on the show. Definitely appreciate it. Make sure y'all go check out On Me. It is on all platforms right now. Make sure you go check that out. So, Dante.
Uh-oh.
January 6th.
Uh-oh.
We got to talk about this. First of all, that as I was watching it, it was almost like I was in shock. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. That was embarrassing. It was disgraceful. And it was really stupid, especially the people who were storming the Capitol and then taking selfies and smiling as they were looting, like the idiot who took Nancy Pelosi's lectern and was waving and smiling to the cameras like you're not gonna go to jail. Like, stupid. Just stupid. So I think we do need to, spend a little time, first of all, talking about the events and how stupid they were before we kind of get into the underlying issues surrounding it. So, because we're going to talk about that too. But just first, what were you thinking as you, did you see it live or did you have to see it later? And when you saw it and became aware of it, what were your thoughts as you was seeing this mess take place? Yeah.
So I was at work. And a buddy of mine at work was like, do you see what's going on at the Capitol? And I was aware that there was going to be, you know, a big protest.
We all knew that there was protest. And, yeah.
You know, because it was the certification day and it was kind of like Team MAGA's last stand. And so right. I was like, we knew that. But I was like, yeah, I mean, they had the White House. Trump probably, I figured Trump was going to give a go get them speech, you know, coach in the locker room, don't we not finna lose this, we, you know, all of that. Mm-hmm. I figured it was gonna be the rah-rah, but I'm like, all right, whatever, we've heard right. that a bunch of times, Joe is the president, whatever, you know what I mean, he's the president-elect. And then he said, no, people are in the Capitol building. I was like, people are in the Capitol, like, what are you talking about? And it's like, just pull up Twitter. So I took a little break and I was like, oh, they done got past Capitol Police. They're in the White House. And then as the pictures just kept flowing in, it was really like it felt like I was in a movie, Darvio. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, old lady standing by with an American flag. She's in the Capitol building. I saw the one Capitol Police, and he, you know, trying to pepper spray people, are pushing them to get out. I'm like, are we really, like, and then the other thing, like you mentioned, I was like, oh, he going to jail? Oh, he about to do 5 years. Oh, y'all gonna get it. Oh, he about to do 20 years. The guy with the gun that was in Nancy Pelosi's, I'm like, oh, he about to do, he, shoot. You know, and the last thing I was like, oh, it ain't no black people, because this is wild. Like, I didn't throughout all of those pictures, I saw no black people. And I'm like, thank goodness. Thank goodness y'all ain't out there. Thank goodness. Because
boy, if they had been, their faces would have been on every newspaper in the country.
I don't even know which is like the funniest picture or like my favorite picture, but I'm like, these people are crazy. Y'all in the Capitol building.
I think the most insane picture to me, because there's so many different things. There's things about this that were funny. There's things about this that were sad and depressing. But the seeing the Viking dude sitting where he's sitting in the chair where, you know, the president of the Senate sits, the when there's impeachment, the where the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court sits, and you have this idiot sitting in the chair with his feet on the desk. I'm like, this is just amazing to me. Just unbelievable.
You know what? Well, now that I think about it, it's, have you seen the picture of that lady? She's, it looks like she may be in a lobby, and she's definitely somebody's grandmother, and she's smiling, but she looks so confused. Have you seen that picture?
No, I haven't.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, all right. Cause you know, what am I, it was like, do we, you know, you hear all the stuff like, are these agitators? Is this really the MAGA crowd? Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, well, I can promise you this. This lady is not Antifa or
BLM. She ain't Antifa.
I promise you she's not.
Oh, my goodness. So here's the thing. Anytime you have, and we saw this in the summer, anytime you have big protests, there are always agitators mixed in, right? That has been true since the 60s, if not earlier. Like, it's that there's always people who are mixed in with regular protesters who are just there to tear stuff up, right? There's Facts. Always that, whether they're, you know, from Antifa or from whoever, you know, there's always agitators that come to any type of protest like this. But for the most part, those were MAGA people and a lot 100%. Of QAnon people too. Because the Viking dude, he was QAnon.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no denying that. I'm sure that there were some outside agitators. That happens in every movement, every protest, no matter whose side it is. You know, we saw that, like I said, we saw that during the Black Lives Matter protest. There were a lot of people who were participants in the violence who weren't really part of the movement, but they were there to just tear stuff up. And then you had people who were part of the movement tearing stuff up. So it's always both. Because basically what happens is once that seal is broken, right? Once people start tearing up stuff, whether they're an outside agitator or somebody that's a part of that movement, it's ball game after that, because people get caught up in the moment and that's just what happens. So I'll just give my overall thoughts, you know, just on this, now that we've discussed the absurdity of it. And I want to look big picture, and I hope people really hear me out when I say this. I'm concerned, very, very concerned about the direction that the country is going. And I believe that it's going to get worse before it gets better. And part of the reason is because you have multiple groups of people who feel alienated from the government. They don't trust the government. They don't trust the media. They don't trust institutions. They don't trust any of the things that make a civilized society civilized, right? So if you can't trust any of those institutions, what happens? When people feel alienated, they tear stuff up. And the thing that is unfortunate and scary to me is that we are so far apart in a 50-50 country that unless we start trying to bridge that divide very quickly, bad things will continue to happen. You have now, the day it happened, I was watching, I'm not going to say the network, but there were people on that side, on the MAGA side, who were basically debating the virtue of their riot versus the other riots that we saw in the summer. Jeez. Which is so stupid. So stupid. And then I also saw people who want to pretend as if the riots of the summer didn't happen at all. And I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. We can't have groups of people who just start rioting when things go wrong. Ultimately, how did we get here? We got here because, once again, you have large groups of people who feel alienated and disrespected and ignored by the government. So when I look at this, and this is the thing that's so heartbreaking to me, when I look at this, I see two groups of people who are basically saying the same thing, right? And I said this when the riots happened over the summer. I don't condone riots. Nobody should condone riots. They are stupid and pointless and self-defeating, and they do more harm than good. Look at the current approval rating of Black Lives Matter. They don't work. When you riot, you hurt your cause. You hurt your own cause. So I don't support riots. But when I look at what these groups of people are saying, they're saying we're being ignored. We're not being heard. And regardless of whether you agree with them or not, regardless of whether you agree with their position on issues or not, the fact of the matter is that it is not a good thing for this many people in this country to feel ignored by the system. Because when you have this many people who feel ignored by the system, eventually you end up with things like we saw in the summer, and you end up with the riot that we saw on the 6th. And the biggest issue, the reason why I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, is because nobody wants to have this conversation, because everybody gets into their camps and they want to point fingers at each other instead of saying, you know what, we need to tone the temperature down in this environment a little bit. You know, this country cannot survive long term as the country that we know it to be if we continue to have these problems. We can't be having riots every 2 or 3 months. We can't forget it was just a couple of months ago where people tried to storm the White House. Nobody's talking about that now, but remember that when the president had to go to the bunker?
Yep.
It wasn't that long ago that people was in D.C., tearing D.C. up again, trying to storm the White House. We can't have this, y'all. We can't have groups of people trying to storm the White House. We can't have groups of people trying to storm the Capitol, storming the Capitol successfully. We can't have people at each other's throats. We can't have political violence. Because if you have political violence only guarantees that you're going to have more political violence. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So when we come back, Dante, I want to get your view on all of this as well. So stay tuned, y'all. You listen to the Outlaws.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy SNMJT, and I'm with Outlaws.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you feel like everyone is yelling at each other, but no one is listening to each other or themselves? I'm Kira Davis, host of Just Listen to Yourself, a weekly exercise in critical thinking and drawing our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Because I believe when we take the time to examine our own talking points, we can realize we're not always saying what we think we're saying. Download Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, what's up? Bring the noise right here. Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. You are tuned in to Outlaws Radio Show.
This is the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Outlaws. So before the break, we were discussing the events that transpired in D.C., in the Capitol, when people stormed the Capitol building and basically tried to take the place over. I don't really know what their end game was. I don't really know what they thought they would be able to accomplish by doing that, but I won't get caught up in that. So, obviously, like we were discussing during the break, the issue at hand is that you have a group of people who feel alienated by the system. And it's always, if you look historically, it leads to dangerous things. Every time. Every single time. And my observation is that a lot of these groups, and I'm not talking about people who tear up stuff. People who tear up stuff, they tear up stuff. There's no excuse for that. But there are many groups in this country who feel ignored and alienated by the system. And we saw that in the summer, and we see that now. And to me, fundamentally, the issue is we need to do something about that. Because if we don't do something about that, this problem continues. It will not only continue to happen, but it will get worse and worse and worse. And we can't be in a situation, in an environment where there are riots happening every couple of months. You know, this did not start with Trump. It will not end with Trump. There are people who legitimately believe that things will be okay if Trump is gone. And these problems predate him. Trump is a symptom of the problem. He wasn't a cause of it. He was a symptom of it. He was a reflection of it. Because let's be honest, people who have faith in the system would never vote for somebody like Trump to begin with. People voted for somebody like Trump because they don't have faith in the system, right?
Yep.
People who trust the system would have never voted for Trump to begin with. So this problem predates him. This problem is going to continue after him. So at some point it needs to be addressed. You can't have a population full of people who feel like the government, who feel alienated by the government and by the system, or this thing will continue to happen again and again. Not condoning it, not defending it. I think I've been pretty clear about how I feel about what they did on the 6th. It was dangerous and it was stupid. And it was self-defeating for their own, it defeated the purpose of their own cause. And it's causing ramifications now with people getting kicked off social media. The president got kicked off of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. So it was stupid and self-defeating, and it riots always do more harm than good. They never help anything. But the larger point is, you know, we need to really start looking at this, because regardless of what group it is, we can't keep having riots, you know, every 2 or 3 months. So your thoughts on this, Dante?
So and people are going to be taken aback when I say this, but we heard this all summer with the riots all summer. And I think it's apropos even now. The famous Martin Luther King quote about rioting.
Yes.
A riot is the language of the unheard. We heard that in the summer, and again, I think it's apropos now. Simply, yeah, what people feel that they are writing about is very different. But at the, when we boil this down, it's you both feel neglected. You both feel like the system is spit in your face, right? Whether it's BLM feeling like the police can get away with anything they want with impunity, or Team MAGA who feels like they can steal an election and get away with it. You both really feel like the system kicked you in the stomach and walked away and get nothing bad can happen about it. So it's really, really interesting how you can be on polar opposites in terms of what side you're on and essentially still have the same common gripe, really against the same entity. And that's really what it is. I mean, when you really think about it, when you really boil it down, the riots over the summer, the protests over the summer, who was involved that's not involved now? The state. When you look at the stuff from this week and, you know, the rights issues now, who's their gripe really against? The state. I think we as Americans would be much better served if we realized who you know how you always say the enemy of my enemy is my friend, but there is a common denominator here. It's the state. And the more you riot, the more power they can seize, because they can say you're out of control. We need to step in here even more. But every single time, the common denominator in this stuff is the state. Yet the government continues to be bloated over and over again. It's really rinse and repeat at this point. And that's really what I saw on Wednesday. This is not going anywhere, because, okay, Trump's out of office. Well, where do the 75 million people who voted for him go? Like, where do those people go? Those are still your neighbors and the people you see, like, where do they go?
That's a lot of people.
You think that these people are going to be okay with a joke? I mean, they don't even believe the man really won the election. What they're just okay with it. I mean, this is how crazy we've gotten. We've gotten from people that at one point were saying back the blue at all costs to they're tyrants in injuring over 50 Capitol Police.
Yeah, they attacked the police.
They attacked. I mean, when think about where we were just 5 months ago, to where you would have some of those same groups that was out, like the Proud Boys, some of those groups out there that was when BLM was protesting against the police, these people was coming to counter protest them with back the blue. And then yesterday, those same people that's back the blue, or not yesterday, Wednesday, the back the blue, they attacked the police.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how... Who's the culprit? It's the state. And it's crazy again how, you know, you got everybody's on opposite sides, but there's what's that, the horseshoe theory, where the right and left are actually closer to, you know, closer to each other than you know, than even those at the middle.
And the closer you get to the extremes, the more that they kind of, you know, mold into one another.
And I mean, that's why my beliefs are the way that they are, because the common denominator in all of these problems is the state has too much power over citizens, and eventually citizens are going to try and buck against that. And so I really think we would be best served if we could kind of just chill just for a minute. But like I told you during a break, I think we are probably, I don't even see the solution at this point. That's where I am. Because we live in a divided country, and we live in a divided country where now one side has total control. So that 75 million people who already felt spit on and neglected and They already had a distrust of the system. Those same people that were right, they still have to live in America. Think of, the Democrats ain't even got full power yet. They just right. angry, and Trump's still the president.
Right.
Give it 8 months. Right. Give it 8 months to, you know, when the Equality Act passed.
Well, or, and here's the...
or when they raise taxes.
Well, and here's the thing, man. The bottom line is, regardless of how people feel about whoever, regardless of how Trump supporters feel about Biden supporters or vice versa, the bottom line is this. We are stuck with each other.
Yep.
That's the bottom line, right? We live in this country together. We are stuck with one another. So we better figure out a way to live with each other. Because ain't nobody going nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Nobody's going anywhere. We are stuck with each other. And we can either live in a perpetual state of rage, or we can figure out a way to actually live and let live. That is the thing that people don't want to do. People want to shove beliefs down people's throats. They want to silence people. And when you're in this situation, those things make things worse. So you may not like them, you know, Trump supporters, Biden supporters, you may not like each other, but you're stuck with each other. Yeah. And so we need to figure this out.
Where are you going to go? That's because, like you said, where are you going? 75 million people, half the country.
And it was going to be like that. And I think that's what people don't recognize that, right? Like, people think that it's some minority. No, it's not. It's half the country.
Yep.
There is no majority in this country.
Nope.
It's 50-50.
That's another reason why, you know, conservatives, stop trying to own the libs. Stop. Yep. That's your neighbor. Hey, liberals, everybody that voted for Trump, they ain't racist. Some people just like the fact that he lowered taxes for them. They ain't racist. But if you know, if you don't vote for Trump, maybe you should stop labeling all of those people as socialists. If you did vote for Trump, maybe you should stop labeling all of those people as racist, because y'all got to live together and coexist together.
Right. All right. But I think the issue, the thing that, you know, I try not to be a skeptic, because skepticism, pure, like, just unadulterated skepticism, is poison to the spirit. So I try not to be a pure skeptic. But the skeptical part in me is very, you know, worried, because I think in order for this to happen, everybody got to be willing to put their weapons down. Huh. And I don't think anybody is willing to put their weapons down, because I think everybody feels justified in their rage. And the problem with rage is it's an uncontrolled fire. Rage, when you have rage, an uncontrolled fire will eventually burn us all up.
Yep.
How do people, you know, most of the time, unless you're just a psychopath, how do people get pushed to the level of shooting somebody? Rage, right?
Yep.
How do people do horrible things, terrible things, violent things? Many of the times is rage. What most murders that occur are usually crimes of passion, yep. Right? So whatever the situation or the circumstance is, a heated argument that goes too far, or, you know, you walk in on a spouse with somebody else or something, like anything like that. It's statistically, most crimes are crimes, most murders or shootings or whatever are crimes of passion, one way or the other. In other words, that's rage.
This is why rage is so dangerous.
Yep.
Rage is dangerous because rage makes people do bad things. Rage makes normal people do bad things. And rage makes unstable people do worse things.
Yep.
Rage is dangerous. And right now in the political system, there's too much damn rage across the board. Nobody's trying to win an argument anymore. Nobody's trying to convince people to come to their side anymore. Nobody's trying to persuade anybody anymore. We just trying to choke each other. But what ends up, when you get into a shootout, what can happen? Everybody ends up dead. Mm-hmm. So I give you the last word.
I too try not to be a skeptic, because you're right. Maybe I disguise skepticism as just saying, oh, well, it's realism. Because the thing that really worries me, and I know, you know, we talked about this, I feel like Tony Soprano in the very first episode of The Sopranos, he's in his therapist's office and he says, look, I came in at the end. The thing that I keep coming back to is America at her peak. No other nation could really mess with it. There were no equals in terms of wealth, military. We set trends socially. I mean, we were far in advance. The only way that the nation could fall or come back to the pack is you have to help it. I mean, you have to help the competition, essentially, because you have to screw it up. It's like teams in sports, right? Like, there is no way that, you know, the Yankees of the late 90s could be beaten. They would have to have beaten themselves. So the way that Rome fell, you're seeing a lot of these same patterns where, you know, tax issues and you just printing money to the point of inflation. Politically, I mean, what we saw Wednesday was violence against politicians. Now, normally we will have like some very few times will things spill over like that, but a lot of times you'll have bickering and stuff within citizens. But what we saw was they took it to the actual Capitol building. That's dangerous. Yeah, that's something we don't
do. Third world. Yeah.
That's Mexico. Third world
country, yeah.
That's Mexico, where a politician could possibly get killed. That's a whole different ballgame. And like you said, how does this get better? Because neither side is laying down their weapons. And now there is no more gridlock, right? Gridlock could have been the safest thing, because then nothing gets done and everybody keeps fighting. Now things are going to get done because one side has total control. So things are going to get done. So the other side is going to again feel you're coming after me. And then what happens? You can only push people so far. And yeah, I would say that I'm really concerned, because Trump, the truest thing Trump might have ever said was, this has only begun, in his quote concession speech. He said, right, we've only begun the fight. That's true. This is just starting.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is Chris Gotti, and you're listening to the number one radio show, The Outlaws. You heard me? Adventure Music supports Chris Gotti. Go check him out.
Oh man, here we go again, up yelling at 3 a.m. You my enemy and not a friend, energy I let you take it then. To make it even, Steven, on the weekend you gon' buy me things. Be lovey-dovey just to get a ring, but you disturb my balance, that's a thing, so is it worth it?
It's Aaron Malik here, check out my new single, Worth It, and don't forget to follow me everywhere on all social media platforms and streaming platforms to hear my new music right when it drops.
Can say we deserve this, no, so is it worth it? I really wanna sometimes...
Welcome back to The Outlaw Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws. Once again, this is Darvio the Kingpin Marl alongside Dante Dry. Robin O'Malley is not in today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TheOutlawsRadio. So before we leave you today, obviously we had to spend, you know, a lot of time talking about the events of January 6th. But just to kind of, I'm not going to say lighten it up, but just to kind of switch gears a little bit. There is one thing that I found to be very interesting as the president gets ready to leave. His potential pardon list, I don't know how true it is, but his potential pardon list was leaked to Bloomberg. And there were two very interesting names on that list. It is believed that he is considering pardoning Lil Wayne and Kodak Black. Dante, your thoughts on that?
If Trump pardoned Kodak Black, I don't even know. You know, that would be, we used to say, have to say stuff was peak 2020. That would be the ultimate 2021. I mean, come on, man. Donald Trump and Kodak Black. I'm honestly speechless. But how quickly would Kodak throw on the Trump 2024 t-shirt and the Make America Great Again hat? How quickly will he do that? Remix it for Trump, Wayne, and I mean, they would have to get on the track together. They would have to get on the track together. You know, maybe like Trump doing the intro and then they make a rap about, you know, Jeezy had my president is black. What would they do? My president is going to make America great again. So I'm like, they would have to do something because free Kodak. Why not?
You know, it is just so, I don't even know what I would say to, that's just amazing.
Man, like who? I want to know who told him about Kodak. Unless we think Trump is listening to No Flocking or something, like you know, like is he like?
Did Kodak say positive things about Trump? I can't remember.
Kodak is a character, so he probably did. We know Wayne. I mean, Wayne endorsed him, and that, which, you know, now coming full circle, that's probably, you know, you always got that in your back pocket. But I don't know what Kodak. Probably though.
How do you think the hip hop community is going to respond if Trump pardons Lil Wayne and Kodak Black, particularly Kodak Black?
Yeah, because you can't call Kodak a coon. Like, I mean, like, that's not the route you really gonna go on. So, like, you ain't going down that route. And I mean, any rappers that's really been in the streets wouldn't, like, man, that's a get out of jail free card. Like, you gotta take that. So
I mean, is there anybody who hates Trump enough to turn it down? No. Would you rather stay in? That's a great question. Would you rather stay in jail than to let Trump pardon you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Ain't no, man. I would guess, you know, Kodak would end up coming out like Lil Pump, right? He would have a MAGA hat on. He would be leading rallies. I mean, because you know, even if this happens, you know, Trump's out of office, Kodak gonna have to be a photo op because Trump loves celebrities. So there's gonna be a photo op, and you know, Kodak, if Trump were to run again, there would have to be the, you know, Kodak is on tour, you know, Kodak and Lil Wayne, the, you know, they gonna kick Blexit to the curb. This gotta be the new black outreach, Kodak and Wayne.
Oh, and I do want to mention this too. Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens 3 days ago tweeted to Trump and asked him to commute Kodak Black's sentence.
True.
Very true. There have been people who have been Yo Gotti did the same thing.
Oh my God.
Yo Gotti asked Trump to pardon Kodak Black. So there definitely have been people reaching out saying, asking Trump to pardon Kodak Black.
Oh my goodness. Free Kodak, free Wang. Who else is in jail? Free Casanova.
Wouldn't that be crazy, man?
If Trump was just like, you know what? I've always been a big fan of the hip hop community. They keep it real. I like them. They keep it real. And I know the hip hop, because what would Trump really say? He would say, I've always been a big fan of the hip hop community. They've always been a big fan of me.
They love me.
And I love them. And they've always supported me. I'm freeing them all.
Oh. Little Yachty asks Trump on Twitter. He asks Trump to pardon Kodak Black. This is it's like an organized movement of people that have been reaching out to him to pardon Kodak Black.
Oh my
goodness.
This is
pretty incredible.
This is not something I ever thought I would be talking about ever. Trump and Kodak. Oh my God.
And he's on the list. He's on the list, according to the reports, that Lil Wayne and Kodak Black are both on the list to get a pardon.
Is Snowden on the list?
I have not seen Snowden yet.
That would be interesting.
For those of you who don't know, that's Edward Snowden, who was the one who leaked all the stuff that the NSA were doing, all the spying and all that stuff.
He needs to get a pardon too.
That would be if Trump wanted to burn it down, like that's what he would do. And I wouldn't put it past him.
Did you see he has aspirations probably for 2024?
Yeah, so he may not do too much damage.
But what about, because I mean, there was also the thing that leaked today that he was really weighing declassifying everything he had on Joe Biden and on Kamala Harris. Mm. And I mean, you want to drain the swamp, like start there, do it. If you got something on Joe and Hunter, do it. You got some on Kamala, do it. I mean, if he's really going to be a disruptor, that's the way to go. But you know how the establishment works. So if you want to do, like, you better be prepared for the consequences, right?
Yeah, that would be, wow. You know, I wouldn't put it past him. I would not put it past him. So we have run out of time. The shows went over today anyway, but obviously we had a lot of stuff that we had to talk about. So before we get out of here, of course, let everybody know how to follow you, sir.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tay Bry, TAEBRYE, or just on my Facebook, Dante Bry.
And you can follow me personally at D the Kingpin on all social media platforms, DTHEKINGPIN. Also, make sure you follow the show, The Outlaws Radio, on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/The Outlaws Radio. Once again, thank you to SNFJT for coming on the show. We are out of here. We'll see you next week. Peace.
The FCB Radio Network, first-class broadcasting worldwide.